On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent. At 1 o'clock, it's Nicola Everett.
Well, we might have avoided the worst of the snow, but another weather warning covering Kent has just come into force. This latest one is for ice, as temperatures are expected to drop close to freezing overnight. Although the gritters will be out and about again, some more rural routes could be affected. Toby Howe is the Senior Highway Manager at KCC.
It doesn't take much to misjudge a road, to misjudge a corner. So really, people need to think of their own safety when they're travelling on untreated roads. Take extra care, allow extra time.
Southeastern are also running a winter timetable today, so commuters heading home tonight are being urged to check train times. In other parts of the country, the snow has been much worse. Over 1,000 schools are closed after the UK recorded the coldest night since 2012. Around 14 centimetres of snow fell in areas of southern England and South Wales, with many flights and trains being cancelled. Sky's Becky Johnson has been at the RAC National Traffic Control Centre in Walsall.
Make sure that your car's got plenty of fuel in it, because if you do get caught in traffic, if you do get caught in snow, you're going to need to keep the engine on just to keep the heating running, because abandoned cars then cause problems for other drivers coming through.
Well, as it remains chilly, stay with KMFM for more updates on the weather and travel situation in Kent over the weekend.
KMFM News.
The dad of twins allegedly murdered by their mum in Margate has paid tribute to the children with an emotional poem. 23-month-olds Jake and Chloe Ford were found dead at their home in Castle Drive on Westwood 2 days after Christmas. Stephen says their two perfect souls will live on within my heart. You can read the full poem at kentonline.co.uk. 37-year-old Samantha Ford is due to go on trial in June. The wife of a man who went missing while diving off the Kent coast almost a year ago has described the struggle of coping with the loss and then having to fight to have him declared dead. Dad of three, Ben Moss, disappeared on a scuba trip near Deal last March. Rosie from Faversham is now in the process of going through the High Court to obtain a presumption of death certificate. She's been supported by the Holding On Letting Go charity and is aiming to run the Manchester Marathon for them in April.
At a time when there seemed to be no practical help available, Holding On Letting Go came to us and supported us when we needed it the most. I hope that other families never have to face a devastating blow like this, but you know, the sad fact is that they will.
There's a link to the 37-year-old's fundraising page at Kent Online.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A 2-week gun surrender in Kent has been extended. More than 120 firearms, including shotguns, pistols and air weapons, have been handed in to police so far, along with 2,000 rounds of ammunition. You've now been given until Sunday to take in any unwanted or illegally held weapons. Four men have been arrested after birds were stolen from aviaries in two Kent villages. Finches, weavers and canaries were taken from Liminge last week, while others were taken from Stouting a day before. Police recovered a number of birds after searching properties in Ashford as part of the investigation. Three men have been released while another is still in custody. A hub has opened in Thanet to help support young LGBT people. Just like us, say growing up lesbian, gay, bisexual or transgender in the UK is still very difficult, with 9 in 10 young people hearing homophobic language and 1 in 2 self-harming. They'll be running events to help 18 to 25-year-olds around Margate, Broadstairs and Ramsgate. Tim Ramsey is the founder of the charity.
What we've also heard from some of the young people in Thanet is that many end up kind of moving away from the area because there isn't that support that they need. And so what we want to try and find is and create is a space where young people are able to be themselves in Thanet.
It's also the start of LGBT plus History Month. Rainbow flags have been raised in Canterbury to show support. And Jason Gardner reckons the attention on Gemma Collins is unfairly overshadowing the other Dancing on Ice contestants. The judge and reality TV star have previously clashed on the ITV show. Jason's also said her claim that it sold stories about her was an outrageous allegation.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and England need early wickets if they're to get back into the second test with the West Indies. The hosts will resume shortly on 30 without loss this afternoon after Joe Root's side were bowled out for just 187 on day one in Antigua. Kent's Joe Denley only managed 6 on his debut. England were heavily beaten in the first match of the series in Barbados. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.